Yes, and your life counts. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. We have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as personal responsibility, creative vision, the power of thought, entrepreneurship, consciousness, service, relationships, accountability, accountability partners, belief systems, the power of partnership, visionary leadership, awareness, innovation, goal setting, the power of belief, the power of words, creativity, being the observer, finances, goal attainment. On our show, we share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work if you work them, that deliver good and great results. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better or to change their life for the best. Hope everybody's doing wonderful today. Immediately following this bio, the next voice that you will hear will be Miss Michelle Blood. Michelle Blood is a successful, multi-talented keynote speaker, coach, and healer. In addition to creating Musevation products and seminars worldwide, her public mystical success events have been held in over 16 countries. Her largest audience was 50,000 in Kuala Lumpur. After many years of meditation, Michelle Blood had a kundalini awakening and transformed her consciousness. She now teaches others how to live a mystical life and experience divine oneness, which is the true heart of true happiness, success, purpose, and one's life. With no further ado, I bring to the stage Miss Michelle Blood.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, glad you could join us.
I am too.
I'm going to start with the small Q&A, and if possible, maybe you can take us through an example, if you feel up to it, of maybe clearing the chakras or, you know, some of your good stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First question, you've shared the stage with Bob Proctor, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Jack Canfield, and many, many others at major events. How did you first start out?
Good question, because it is very unique and extremely unusual. So I had been a pop singer, rock singer, songwriter in Australia for most of my life, and then on my way home from a gig, we had, you know, usually had between 2 or 6,000 people at our gigs. It's a long, long, long way in between towns and cities in Australia, because it's like back then there were 17 million people living in a country that is as big as the United States. You know? So the population of LA in one country. So as you can imagine, the travel is quite intense. Anyway, so after about 12 hours, the driver actually did fall asleep at the wheel, and I was damaged very, very badly with a lot of the musical equipment went into the back from the truck into me as the passenger. And so I was in hospital for months and months and months with major, major long operations and steel plates here and there and all the rest of it. And I was told I probably wouldn't walk again properly. You know, at first it was like she's not going to survive the night. But anyway, to make a horrific story fantastically happy, what happened was people were giving me tapes. That's how long ago it was, 1989, tapes to listen to of positive thinking stuff. And I'd never been involved with any sort of thing like that. I'd been involved with reading about enlightened beings and sanctuaries of Avia and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I was always interested in the saints, being brought up a Catholic, but actually a happy Catholic. But I'd never thought about motivational speakers or anything like that. I knew nothing about it. It wasn't in my periphery at all, not in my reservation of any description. And so it was quite interesting to listen to. But at the same time, you understand, everyone that's listening, if somebody is saying all this positive stuff to you and you are not resonating with that at all, you may be in emotional pain or both, like I was, physical and emotional, pain, and you don't want to hear people spouting all the positivity and you can do it and life's great, because you're not resonating at that frequency. And so you just want them to leave. You know, you want people to come in and commiserate with you and, oh, yes, I know what you mean. I feel so sorry for you. That happened to me. And that's how people get into this big rabbit hole of depression, because they're not, if you don't resonate with that particular frequency, it feels uncomfortable to you and you want it out. And it's the same with people, you know, either way, someone who's happy or someone who's sad, you know, but you can lift people up. You can do it through a frequency. But what happened to me was Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, was read by Earl Nightingale, and I loved the tonal of his voice. He had this beautiful deep tone, Earl Nightingale. So I listened to it, because as a singer, I always love tone, whether the person's speaking or singing. And nothing resonated with me. I didn't care about Henry Ford and how he made millions. I'm an Australian young singer, and I don't care, you know, how the men of America made money. But what resonated with me, Lee, was when Napoleon Hill said that his son was born with no ears, and he said affirmations, auto-suggestion into his little, where the ears should be for his little infant son, every night for years. You can hear perfectly. He ended up getting 30% of his hearing. Napoleon made him go to a normal school, not a hearing aid school. He went on to get all of his hearing back and became very successful in the entrepreneur area of hearing aids. But this is back in like the 30s, 1930s, everyone. We're not in the 2030s yet, so it's a long time ago. But something within me just said to myself, self, you know, it's worth a try. And I don't normally use the word try. I'd never use the word try, but most people use the word try when they really don't think it's going to work, you know. Like, I'll try to go to your dinner party. They're not going to show up. So I thought to myself, I'll try. So Napoleon Hill said you've got to do an affirmation or an auto-suggestion. It has to be something that you want to have happened, as if it's already happened. And so I thought, okay, I want to be healed. So I said, I am healed. Great, because that's the opposite. That's not true. Doing great so far. And I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. I didn't love myself. I wasn't my friend. I felt quite suicidal in that hospital. Couldn't do anything about it. So I kept saying the affirmation over and over. But it did not work, because my doubting mind kept rejecting it. It wouldn't go into the subconscious mind. Napoleon Hill said you have to emotionalize it, otherwise the conscious mind will reject it and it won't be planted as that new thought, because thoughts do create our reality. I mean, even the Buddha taught that, Lee, 2,500 years ago. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. So when you resonate with the thought and you can feel that frequency, you can attract anything into your life. Anything can be manifested in this illusion, anything at all. But I wasn't going to be able to manifest healing because I didn't believe it. So do you want to know what I did next, Lee?
Yes.
Oh, the suspenders. So 2 days later, I just had this epiphany. I'm a songwriter. You can't get a song out of your head. You can't get a jingle. I'll make it into a little jingle. So I made it into a jingle, and I sang it onto a little recorder. I used to always have this little recorder in case I ever had a songwriting idea. I could just sing it down before it left, you know, my subconscious mind, because a lot of people's thoughts just go, you know, when it's emotional, the thoughts that you don't want, that you feel really hurt or upset or depressed, and you feel emotional about it, they go into your subconscious mind, and they're not the ones you want. You want the positive thoughts to go into your subconscious mind. So I sang, I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. And I kept singing it over and over. And to make this story, which is a very long story short, some journalists in Australia found out about this miraculous healing that I did have. And then some promoters of people like Deepak Chopra and Bob Proctor, who paid for them to come out and do big events all over the country, said, we want to pay you to come and sing your affirmation songs in between these speakers. And I said, what? I had never heard of any of them. And they said, you haven't heard of Anthony Robbins? I said, no. Bob Proctor? Nope. Dr. Deepak Chopra? Nope. So it wasn't my idea to be in that sort of world, but they were all so enthusiastic, all of these different authors, about what I did, that they said, you've got to really just create a lot of music, do these affirmation songs. Bob Proctor went a step further, and he said, look, I've been teaching this my entire life practically, since I was 21. And he said, the whole secret is to get these affirmations, this new intention, into your subconscious mind. He said, with song, you can't get it out. He said, I can't believe no one's done it like this before. So he went on to hire me to work all over the world with him and actually create all of these different songs and messages. He wrote actually 12 of the affirmation songs. I got 400, but he wrote 12 that were very good, the lyrics to them. He just decided that he could do that, and he could. And that went along with a lot of his, you know, I would go and produce his audio programs then, because I said, your audio programs suck. They have not been done professionally. I'm a record producer and a songwriter. I'll do them for you. And so we went on to produce New Paradigms and Magnet to Money, Be Your Perfect Weight. We did so many programs together. It was really amazing, the creativity that was coming through from these two people from a very, very different different worlds. And I just thought he was fantastic the way he taught, because he came from a place of integrity and really belief in what he was doing. And a lot of the speakers and authors that I work with didn't really come from such a place of integrity, but some do. Some do. I'm not saying they all don't. But I love the people that come from something that has changed their own life. It's through their own experience that they have become transformed, through their own decision. Not people that are just up on a soapbox teaching something they've read, but teaching something that's come from their own experience. It's like going to a piano teacher who can't play piano. You wouldn't want one of those, would you?
No.
So that's how that all happened. Very unusual.
Yeah, that's pretty fitting that you would say that, because actually I went to the gentleman that was supposed to be on the show. He's usually on the show with me a lot, Jaron Banks. He's actually a consultant for Bob Proctor, and he's traveling, so he couldn't be on. And actually what happened was, it was kind of like a divine connection, or I've recently heard now of manifesting a specific person. I went to a conference, to a Proctor conference, April, I think, 25th through the 27th, 2019 in Los Angeles. And that's actually where I met Jaron Banks, and we have been working together ever since. So it's pretty profound that you say that. Also, I would like to go ahead and do a couple of excerpts for you, because what you said with that recorder, that's kind of what I'm doing now, and I had no idea that I even had this type of talent. Now, I do write, but this is different and it's rare, and Doug, that's recording us, can actually attest to this. So I'm going to do two excerpts for you and see what you think, and then we'll come back to the Q&A if that's okay with you.
Fantastic. I would love that.
Many men wish failure on me. I was young with tears in my eyes, and temporarily I couldn't see what I was destined to be. Many men wish failure on me. I met Muhammad Ali when I was 10 in October of 1985 in OKC. He made his right fist touch my belly and mumbled that there was greatness on the inside of me. Many men wish failure on me, but I have supreme confidence, impeccable work ethic, creative vision with sales of recognition. Now through my eyes, I can clearly see what I am destined to be. Many men wish failure on me, and I saw I am stand up tall on the inside of me, and I visualized in my imagination my arms being raised by the referee, and I knew with the greatest certainty that I had the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y victory. next year.
This is that. Come on, pump it up. Come on, pump it up. Yeah. Belief is all I've got. This is that. Come on, pump it up. Come on, pump it up. Yeah. The power of thinking is all I've got. This is that. Come on, pump it up. Come on, pump it up. Yeah. Motivation is all I've got. This is that. Come on, pump it up. Come on, pump it up. Yeah. Inspiration is all I've got. This is that. Come on, pump it up. Come on, pump it up. Yeah. My spirit and life expressed is all I've got.
Question number two.
Very good. I wish I had a bigger audience going, yay, because that will work wonderfully for you. Because you sort of got like the poetry rap, and then you've got the music. So it would be good if you recorded that for yourself, but add some music under it, any sort of beat. Because when you have it through music, it's a whole brain experience. The left side is the lyrics, you know, the words for the left brain. The right side of the brain is the music, the melody. And so that's why it's really important to have some sort of beat or some sort of music, because then it goes straight into your subconscious mind. That's why it works so fast. That's why kids remember their ABCs so quickly. And why even if you don't drive a Toyota, you all remember the Toyota song. Toyota, you want it, you got it. Very good. Excellent.
Thank you. Question number two. You have done stage events all over the world. How did you become so popular?
Who knows? No, I think it's just because it was really something different, and because I've been a performer since I was a little girl. First time I appeared on TV singing, I was five. So it's sort of just something within me that I know how to make an audience enthusiastic. And people sincerely want to be transformed. And so the more I would start speaking, not just singing, about how I had been transformed and studying and going deeper and deeper into meditation, more and more people wanted to come and see me. More and more people were buying the cassettes and the tapes, and then I started writing books, and it just sort of happened. Plus, I traveled a lot. I traveled all over the world, so I was willing to travel. I was willing to go to places some women wouldn't want to go to, because I was a singer in Australia that managed her own band and traveled. That is one of the toughest things. I mean, even Michael Hutchins from INXS, when I met him, said, "You are so brave." I mean, I think we're brave doing it. He said, but to have a woman doing it, he said, that's a really tough thing. So anyway, so I guess I was just born to do it.
Nice. Question number three, you have put on your own events. So how did you do this?
Well, I've been putting on my own events for years. When you think about it, with my bands, I would, before we got an agent, before we became popular, I would make these posters, and we'd stick them up all over town. I'd talk the pubs or the event places when I was really young, you know, into giving us a go as, you know, doing a gig, you know, and then I'd talk them into giving us a percentage of the door. So I was used to, it was something that was just all the things that I'd been doing up until my car accident had brought me to the place of my true divine purpose, which was to assist myself to awaken and then to assist other people to awaken, to be healed from the inside out. And so when I put on my own events, I just do what I used to do. I market them, and I'll do, you know, especially now with live streaming, I'll do free live streams to announce there's an event coming up, because we have a big one coming up at the end of June, which is a workshop I would normally do live, but we're going to do as a live stream. So, you know, just lots of things. I do giveaways, free webinars, marketing, lovely websites. Beautifully done by John Indara. Perfectly done, actually. Just got a really good team of people that believe in what we're doing, and are very loyal to what we're doing.
Nice. Do you advertise when putting on your own event?
Oh, yeah. I put it in, like, magazines and newspapers. And, yeah, of course, I advertise. You still have to advertise. But what I have found is word of mouth is the best. I mean, we've got the mystical experience. And people, you know, pay a certain amount, not a lot, to become part of that every month. And because we've done a lot of YouTube videos and, you know, you can see me all over the net talking about different topics, so people were attracted to come to these free webinars I would put on, and I would do particular prayers or light transmissions for people, and people could feel it. They could feel it, and they had change and transformation happen in their life, and so then they would tell somebody else. But that's why I think, you know, 70% of the mystical experience people that come to my events are from different countries. It's only about 30% that are in the U.S.
Wow.
They're just attracted to come. I think it's just the soul's way of saying, what's next? And then a video will pop up or something will happen.
Nice. Question number 5, how do you speak to different cultures? As I see, you have also worked in many Asian countries.
I lived in Asia for nearly 4 years, and I had hit records in their many different languages. I have found it's just absolutely, people have no idea. They really need to know. There may be people from any different culture, any different religion. I don't care who they are, all Muslim countries, Thai, you name it, where I've been. Everybody is the same. Everyone is a soul having a spiritual, you know, this spiritual being. They want to be happy. They want to be free. They want to be independent. They want to be transformed. Everybody wants the same thing. And when you speak to them from the heart and you speak to them from your own experience and you can make them laugh, you've got to be irreverent, make them laugh at themselves, because people take everything too seriously. You don't want to go to a teacher who's so serious. You know, you want them to be open so that the doubting mind doesn't have an opportunity to say, oh, I don't believe in this. You want everyone to be able to sincerely have transformation in your life, because I know 100% from all the thousands upon thousands of people that I have met, entirely different cultures, that anyone can have transformation if they are willing to just do a little bit more than they normally do, a little bit more the next day. Decide to not complain one day. Decide to think happy thoughts. Decide to do something to make someone else feel good. Be kind to others. I mean, really, the way to make yourself happy is to make other people happy.
Right. Wow. So would you mind doing some of the stuff that you do, like at your live events or like clearing a chakra? I mean, it sounds like you're loaded with good stuff. If you don't mind and you have time, would you do a couple things for us?
Yeah, well, I'll explain what the chakras are, if you like, because a lot of people don't understand what these energy doors are. You have along your spine this ethereal cube, which is blocked, called the Sushumna, and at the bottom there's something called Kundalini. It is real. It is an energy. It is vibrating little bubbles of light. It is like the blood force of the divine. And what happens is you begin to meditate. And the reason people meditate and want to stop their thought is because the divine doesn't live in the past or the future. So if you want to have an awakening, you've got to practice your meditation. It doesn't have to be chakra meditation. It's just that that's what my teacher taught me, and it awakened me after a few years of doing it. But what awakened me was the light that she transmitted while she meditated. She meditated for us, because most people can't feel their divine presence. Just occasionally they'll feel happy, and then it sort of goes back and forth. Because as you raise your frequency, because it's a vibration is a frequency, it's a speed. It's not like going up or down or back and forward. It is definitely a speed, a vibration, a frequency. And as that frequency becomes faster, you start resonating in a different way. And then the kundalini starts coming up, the shushumna, sort of like bubbling, cleaning it almost, like a vibration, scrubbing it clean, until eventually the heart chakra, once that's activated, it's got to be activated. It takes years. So someone's saying, oh, I'll clean your chakras, they're full of it. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just saying something that someone taught them. It is something that's very personal, and it takes a long time for it to happen. But if you have a teacher who is awake and who can transmit light to you, it assists you, but it still does take a few years. But during that few years, just in the first 2 to 3 months of practicing meditation, you can have great, great change happen in your life.
Wow. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the light comes up the shushumna and cleans it. It takes a while. Some people, you know, if you can just have your heart chakra activated, that's very rare. But if you can go ahead and keep meditating until the third eye, which is sort of in the middle of the brain, actually, it's an activation, you go through something called the Stargate to start with, and it is extremely powerful. And this world is not what people think. Everyone says, okay, the world is energy. But have they seen its energy? It's easy enough to say, oh, it's just vibration, it's energy. But once you actually begin to experience and see and then feel that vibration within yourself, I mean, if people go to the mysticalexperience.com, they'll be able to see videos from people that have come to events and talk about their own experience through having the light transmitted to them. And so I don't think it's appropriate to actually do that today as in a meditation, but as I'm speaking, that vibration is coming through anyway. It is absolutely coming through anyway. So I think it's best to perhaps just, I can play one of my songs for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And that will have, and I'll meditate at the same time for all your listeners. Okay, I will do it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, just hang on 2 seconds and I'll just get my iPod. So everyone, just listen, close your eyes, take 4 deep breaths, and just see if you can feel it.
I'm in touch with who I am. I am love, woman, and man. I'm in touch with who I am. I am love. I'm in touch with who I am. Mother Nature is my land. I'm in touch with who I am. I am love.
Love.
Oh.
That was beautiful and amazing.
Now, if everyone can just take a deep breath in through their nose. And out through their mouth, slowly. And I give thanks to the divine presence that everybody listening right now or listening to a replay, that right here, right now, the divine presence is with you and has gone before you to prepare the way. So therefore, I give thanks that there is great transformation in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, that you find kindness from you and for you from others. I give thanks that you have good fortune and that you have gratitude in your heart every day. And to know that you are a powerful spirit, you are immortal consciousness, and you are deeply loved and there are no limitations. Be grateful every day. Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take
You're
two,
welcome, 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 welcome.
You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host, Lee. And I'm going back to my guest, Miss Michelle Blood. You have the floor, Michelle.
Well, everyone, I want you to absolutely do this today. If nothing else, please do this. I'm sure you know what you don't want. Everyone knows what they don't want. So if you know what you don't want, you have to figure out what you do want for it to be created and manifested. And to not be afraid or don't feel like it's that you're not worthy or that it's not possible. So most people just say, oh, well, I don't want to be poor. I want to be rich. Yeah, but why? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to give to the world to become wealthy? What are you going to do to be free? Because all anyone really wants is freedom. So what does freedom mean to you? And just write it down as a letter to your divine higher self. I'm really grateful that I am now free, that I am working with my higher self, my divine higher self. I know that there's a better place in my life, in my transformation. I'm going to do everything I can today to be positive, to do something that's kind to another. You know, just find out where your weaknesses are. And because if you know where your weaknesses are, if you know, for example, that you don't persist, you say you're going to write a book or start a website or do something, and you just don't do it, well, then say, okay, well, then you can listen to, I've got like about three or four different songs about persistence that will plant a new seed where you say, I do persist until I succeed. I do break down all barriers in my way. And so what I'm going to do today, because Lee has this very, very positive show, so I know that if you're watching this right now, I mean listening, whether it's YouTube, you could be watching and listening, you have a positive attitude and that you do everything you can to transform your life. So if you go to this link, Michelle, michelleblood.com/suddenimpact. And it's spelled here with I, guys. So it's like my sudden, so you got your I in the middle. So it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-B-L-O-O-D, michelleblood.com/sudden, two I's. So S-U-D-D-E-N-I-I-M-P-A-C-T. You will get the Magic of Affirmation Power book. You will get quite a few of my favorite, very, very powerful affirmation songs, magnetic creative visualization, and there's quite a few other things that you'll get for absolutely free that we do sell as products so that you can begin immediately to read about it and to start to understand your mind, your heart, your spirit, meditation, visualization, because sometimes it just starts with one little thing, and I can promise you this, that there is definitely a transmission that your soul, your heart, your vibration, your body will receive from reading this book because it's set up with that intention. And you will start to understand that all things are possible. But you want to maybe do it alone, but you can't do it alone. So if there's anyone out there who really, really would like to have great transformation, you can just go to themysticalexperience.com and see about being part of that, because that is something that people, doctors, dentists, homemakers, piano teachers, rock musicians from all over the world are part of it, and you'll be able to see how their life has changed. Oh my goodness, it's miraculous, because you only need a little bit of extra vibration in your being for your life to become so transformed. And after that, boy, oh boy, nothing can stop you. No one would be able to talk you out of anything. No one will be able to put you down. No one will be able to. You'll be the one putting people up into a good vibration, because I know that every single person on this planet that I've ever met wants other people to be happy, and they want to be around other people that are happy. And I'm not talking about, oh, you know, laughing all the time, but I mean people that have got that peace, that joy, where you come from a place where you know you're not being judged. You know that no matter what, you come from a place of unconditional love with your friends. Because being judged is one of the things that is so extremely challenging for people, because people would rather complain about someone else and judge other people than feel their own grey side, because they don't want to open up to their own weaknesses. They will do everything they can to hide their own weaknesses from themselves because they don't want to face what needs to be done for them to transform. But it doesn't take that much. You can do it.
Wow. So with the this COVID-19 thing, kind of, it's still in effect. It kind of shut the globe down for eight weeks. I know there's a lot of hurting people out there. Michelle, what words of encouragement would you give them from your heart?
Well, from my heart, I know that no matter what has happened in this world or anything that's happened to you, that you know how to rise above it. Your spirit knows how to rise above negativity and fear. Fear is a lie pretending to be the truth. It is not the truth. Keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple and spiritual. And know that you are not alone. Know that your spirit knows how to do everything. That you are immortal consciousness.
Wow. I would like to really go ahead.
Sorry. And that if you can start focusing on what you can do today to improve your life, to do something better, and just know that you are looked after. You are not alone. I know it feels like you've got to do it alone, but you can't do it alone. You've got to rely on your higher source. Your higher source is your true self. You are immortal consciousness. Nobody ever dies. We live forever. We just go into different experiences, different life. Everything is possible for you right now. Don't get yourself in rabbit holes of watching too much news, because that will just give you incorrect information about what's really going on. There's always been crap happening in this world, but there's also been rainbows and really good stuff. And people are made of really good stuff. So don't focus on just the bad. Focus on, I know that everyone right now with the riots and everything, they were really like, wow, now we can really focus on something horrific that's happened. Yes, something horrific did happen to an innocent person, and that was horrible. But it's like, if you can rise up in a positive way to look at what can be done without threatening your own life or getting yourself, you know, don't put yourself in the firing squad. It's not worth it. Your life is very, very important. You're special because you are immortal consciousness. The divine lives in you, for goodness sake. Hello? For real.
We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready for all of y'all. Every aspect of life evolves around and equipping yourself with the knowledge of self, which will position you and enable you to live your life to the fullest. It's about belief in self. It's about confidence in self. It's about supreme confidence in self. It's about self-image, self-control, self-awareness, self-determination, self-discipline, self-esteem, self-expression, self-help, self-knowledge, self-preservation, self-reliance, self-realization, and last but not least, self-actualization. actualization, self-actualization. I'm going to give a short lesson about the brain, in particular, neuroplasticity, which means the brain can rewire itself even though thought is so deeply rooted. I want to talk about the difference between managing your mind and not managing your mind, and show you the magnitude of difference. So the brain processes 400 billion bytes of information per second. It has over 100 billion cells that each have 10 branches. And interwoven and intertwined in those branches are your traumas, your experiences, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your unbelief. So what I want you to do is imagine going into a home that was built in 1950 that has an attic. Visualizing your imagination, you walking into that home. If you was to enter that home and then go immediately to the attic, you will be startled at what you would see. You will be awestruck by what you would see. The amount of dust, you will probably start coughing, and the cobwebs. So it is with your brain. In the good book in Romans 12:3, you are commanded to be ye transformed and renewed by the renewing of your mind, which is meant daily, even though it's not specified. Just like you take a shower once or twice a day, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you wash your hands several times throughout the day, you have to wash your mind by speaking words to negate the negative thoughts, by using the law of polarity and the law of substitution, because the mind can only hold one thought at a time, either a positive thought or a negative thought. So you have to uproot the negative thought and then replace it with a more fruitful thought, a more powerful thought, or a more impressive thought, because what you impress will be expressed. Why do we do this? We do this so that we can release the right substance and sustenance to put ourselves in different states. Like if we want to be in a calm state, we want to be in a happy state, we want to be in a joyous state, or want to be in a blissful state. We do that by getting in the mood or the spirit of gratitude, showing appreciation so that the neurotransmitters, endorphins, and hormones can be released, such as anandamide, dopamine, and serotonin, so that your mind will be open, so that your heart will be open and receptive to receive this in-depth knowledge, this exact knowledge, this specialized knowledge. Now, I want to give an example. This is an analogy. The numbers are probably not exact. We probably haven't reached these numbers, but I want to do it to paint a perfect picture for you. So let's take the left side of the equation, and we're going to say that that's an employee or a person that's self-employed. Want to take the right side of the equation, want to say that's a business owner or that's an investor. Well, the number of workers in some capacity in this example is 8 billion people. So that means that on the left side of the equation, 98% or 7,920,000,000 workers are utilizing their five senses, see, hear, smell, taste, and touch, and they pay taxes one time a year. The right side of the equation is using their sixth sense, or what we call the mental faculties, imagination, intuition, memory, perception, reason, and will. And that's only 2% of the population, which is equivalent to 80 million people. So what we have on the left side of the equation, we have 7,920,000,000 people. And on the right side of the equation, we have only 80 million people. The left side of the equation is more mass in population, meaning that they are 98%, but they only control 2% of money and financial resources, whereas the right side of the equation is low in population, 2% or 80 million people, but they control 98% of financial resources, money, and financial instruments. This is the difference between managing your mind and not managing your mind. It is a huge magnitude of difference. Everybody has the ability to think. Everybody has the ability to believe. Everybody has the ability to expect. No one can do it for you. So it is time to educate yourself and then apply what you're learning. You have to get the right mindset. You have to have the good feeling about yourself. You have to remove the judgment. You have to get over the shame. You have to get over the jealousy, the envy, and the feeling sorry for yourself and walking in self-sabotage, so you can rise to the occasion and be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to come here and do, which I believe is to learn from others and to help each other. And when you do that, when you help someone else, you are also helping yourself at the same time. So we all need to become present. We need to all apply ourselves. We need to all walk in love and really, really send out encouragement. That's going to be a critical and key component as things continue to transpire, because it's a new normal. And consciousness is where everything is and everyone exists right now, and there is no judgment. So in drawing to a close, I want to leave you with these words. Be the change that you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you, then your world and everything in it will change. Be present. Pay attention. Act creatively. And connect with the God of your being. You are live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. For more information or to consider becoming a guest on the show, you can email me at SOUNERHAVEN@yahoo.com. Signing out. I wish for everyone the same exact things that I wish for myself. Total freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, relationship freedom, mental freedom, spiritual freedom. Until the next time, use your faith.